The Taliban foreign minister, Mullah Waqil Ahmed Mutawakil, turned himself over to Afghan authorities today. He is now in U.S. custody at Kandahar Airport. Mutawakil is the highest-ranking Taliban official captured so far. Joining us from Kabul is the BBC's Damian Grammaticus. Damian, tell us a little about Mutawakil. He held a high-ranking position with the Taliban, yet was known to be one of the more moderate officials.
Well, yes, he was, but more moderate, I have to say, is a relative term. He was on the moderate side of the Taliban. He was the public face of the Taliban, as it were, the acceptable face of the Taliban. They gave him special dispensation to appear on television. They lifted their ban on having televised images, especially for him, so that he could be interviewed by the foreign media. So he was used very much in that way. But at the same time, he was very, very close to the top Taliban leadership. He was perhaps second or third ranking in the Taliban, very close to Mullah Omar, the Taliban leader himself. So a very, very senior figure. And yes, moderate, but still very, very much in the core.
Well, what do we know about the details of his surrender?
Well, it's very unclear at the moment, but what we do know is Hamid Karzai, the interim leader here, he told us that basically about 15 days ago, as he understands it, Mullah Waqil Ahmed Mutawakil contacted the interim Afghan authorities here looking to do some sort of a deal. We're not quite sure what was talked about there. But what we do know is obviously he came along, he handed himself in to the authorities in Kandahar, and he was handed straight over to the Americans. So presumably there was no deal done. Interestingly, though, where the foreign minister here, he told us that he thought there may have been some involvement from the Pakistani side.
Damian, why would he surrender?
Well, I think among a number of reasons there are possible sort of speculation. One is that if he was seeking some sort of sanctuary, trying to go underground in Pakistan, that the Pakistanis have not wanted to take him in. And so have this suggestion, which came from the foreign minister here, that they were in some way involved. Perhaps they have wanted to rid themselves of a problem, so they've pushed him back into Afghanistan. That's a possibility, but speculation, really. Another possibility, too, is that simply I think he may have felt that he could have sort of cut himself some sort of a better deal by cooperating. He obviously has cooperated. He walked in, he handed himself over. So he may feel that by doing so, he may be able to maximize his chances of doing some sort of a, not really a deal, but winning himself a better outcome, as it were, than perhaps some of the other Taliban leaders, ones who resist arrest, may do.
Well, how significant is his surrender?
Well, I think it is pretty significant. I think we can say that this is the most senior Taliban figure that the Americans have got their hands on. So that is a pretty significant blow. He's pretty much one of the most significant figures that the Americans have taken in their whole campaign against terrorism. So a man right at the heart of the Taliban, a man who will have known a lot about what was going on, but perhaps because he wasn't quite so hardline, a man who may also have been slightly out of the loop.
Well, presumably U.S. officials hope to get some information from Mutawakil about other Taliban leaders who haven't been caught, as well as Osama bin Laden. Do you think his surrender brings the U.S. any closer to finding Osama bin Laden?
I think it's very, very hard to say. I think it's unlikely that it brings us any closer to finding Osama bin Laden. It may bring us a little closer to finding some more of the other top Taliban figures. The interim administration people here who we were talking to today, they were saying they believe there may be more people like this, more senior Taliban in the coming weeks who take the same decision, who also come forward and also seek to give themselves up. I think the difficulty, though, is that Mutawakil may not know where these other people are. It's rumoured that he himself had slipped across into Pakistan, that he was in the southern city of Quetta, and that therefore he may have lost touch with where the others have fled to, where people like Mullah Omar, the Taliban leader, is now, who's thought to be somewhere in central Afghanistan. So he may have useful information, but he may simply not know exactly where all his old colleagues have gone to.
Damian Grammaticus is a correspondent for the BBC. He joined us from Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you, Damian.
You're welcome.